So yeah, anyways, welcome back to the podcast, everybody. Dylan's here.
Hello.
Forever.
Yeah, forever. he's roped me in.
Yep. So Dylan is going to be helping me do the podcast regularly, along with YouTube videos. Hopefully. Well, not hopefully. We're doing it.
Yeah.
We're dedicated.
There's
here.
There's no option.
We got a plan. We're going to be professional about it this time. Before it was just fun. And that was probably a lot of the allure of it. It was all fun. But we're going to try to tastefully do it more professional and regularly this time. I think that's half the fun of a good podcast is like being able to depend on it to like actually be there, on an actual schedule, whether it's 1 week or 2 weeks, like we're going to try and do now. We're going to start off with every other week. We're definitely going to interview people, but Dylan's going to be here every time in person. So no more solo episodes for me. Those were awful. That was the end of it for me, dude.
Never again.
Like, that's why I stopped because, well, there's a million reasons why I stopped. I guess I should talk about that first. Because you know what's crazy is people still talk about this. They still, like customers, they're like, hey, I was listening to your podcast. And I'm like, whoa, what? Hold on.
From what, two years ago?
First of all, which one? Yeah, 2021 was my last upload.
Yeah,
so it's almost 3 years ago. So, so first of all, people still talk about it, right? So I need to like address why I stopped. I wasn't doing it to the standard I thought I was supposed to be doing it. In other words, I was half-assing it. And I wasn't doing it because I was lazy. It was because the business was growing in ways that needed my full attention, and I just prioritized other stuff over the podcast. And the last couple of weeks are a great example of that, because we were already supposed to start, right?
Yes.
And some pretty serious things came up, but you know, today's a good example of it. Actually, you saw the shop when you got here.
Yeah.
If I didn't have you to help me, I would absolutely tonight have said, I can't do the podcast. I have to get caught up on all this work.
Correct.
And I'll get to my reasons why I think that's not accurate. That's just a feeling in my brain that I have. We'll call it anxiety.
Yeah.
But that's why I stopped. It was just over and over and over again. You know, when you're backed up 2-3 weeks... you know, that's other people's time. That's customers' time. That's their vehicles. And I was choosing between, you know, is the right thing to make cool videos or do a podcast and have a few beers with my friends, talk about aliens? Because it's like, I guess I'm self-conscious in a way where, you know, I'm behind 2 weeks on your project, but I had time to make a podcast and upload it and clip it for Instagram Reels and stuff. And it's like, that's the way my brain works. And it sounds crazy, but I've had people say stuff like that to me. And they're not good customers, so I shouldn't care.
At all.
Well, yeah, if you're talking to me like that, you're just not a good customer and I don't want to work for you anyways. But that sounds really aggressive. This is not a good way to open up the podcast. But like, only long-term customers really know this about me. Up until recently, I try to post every day. We do more than one thing a day. So I'll take pictures of a job, big job, completing a job, right? I won't post about it for like a month. it's in the bank. I make a draft and it's in there, right? And I'll post stuff totally randomly, maybe depending on the weather, you know what I mean? And I've had people be like, cool, man, when did you have time to do that? Why isn't my truck done yet? I've had people say that to me.
Yeah, that's
about
wild.
Stuff I'm uploading online.
That's wild.
Yeah. Well, little do you know, people, you can't run a business without social media anymore, especially this business.
And that's where I come in.
That's where you come in, dude, because I will put off this fun stuff every time if I have to choose between this and getting work done. Every time.
Well, now, when people ask you, why isn't my truck done? You can upload all this stuff. You're like, well.
No, this is, I'm putting my foot down, dude, and this is against myself.
Yeah.
This is part of the business. This is just like accounting. This is just like, you know, paying your insurance. I have to do this. Maybe that sounds crazy. Maybe it's just in my head. And I'll get into that in a few minutes because that's like more fun thing to talk about why I think that's important. But anyways, that's why I stopped. I wasn't doing it to the potential that I thought was worth listening to, worth putting out into the public. And it wasn't doing justice to, you know, the stuff that I like promoting, which is this business, my customers, the brands I work with. I want to be able to do that well and be proud of it. And I wasn't, I didn't have that capability. So you're here now. We got a plan.
Yep.
And I'm hoping to move in that direction and get these things to my standard, make it worth listening to, have value to it for other people. You know, that's the point of it. So yeah, man, I don't know. What did you, let me ask you, what did you like about the old podcast? I know there was only 29 episodes.
What did I like about the old podcast? I think, what was I on? 2-3 episodes, I think?
I think so, yeah.
I think 2.
I think so.
I think, honestly, I just like the being able to chill and kind of express like how I was feeling at the time and kind of interjecting my opinions on other people and kind of basically just going back and forth between what's going on with our lives and like opinions on certain things.
Yeah, that's a that's a fun fact about it, that like you know, business aside, right? So I never treated the podcast like business.
Yeah,
I never did. And that was a big thing for me, is like, again, in my personal life, if I'm going to choose between hanging out with friends or getting things done that need to be done,
yeah,
I run a business, I have kids, I'm going to get things done that need to be done first. I'm just going to.
Makes sense.
And this forces you to sit down and just hang out.
Yeah.
No obligations, no schedule, no nothing. And in real adult life, that's not easy.
No, not at all.
Nobody calls me and I don't call anybody else unless we need something.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Whether they need me to like watch their kids or fix something for them, or I need someone, or, you know, it's, nobody has time to just hang out. You know, yeah. So that's what I liked about the podcast, is being forced to sit down and hang out and just talk with, you know, no schedule, no nothing, you know?
Yeah.
That's true. I wasn't even thinking of that. You know, I forgot about that. What? I forgot about that part of it.
Just like being able to chill and hang out.
Yeah. And just like,
yeah,
you have to sit down and chill out.
Yeah.
And clear your mind and just talk.
That's it.
We're not working on stuff. We're not driving stuff. We're not going anywhere. We're not buying anything.
I like buying stuff, though.
I do like buying stuff, but in the end, it's still stressful.
Oh, 100%. You'll look at it 300 times on your phone before you buy it.
Oh, my God, dude.
Look at it every night before you go to bed.
Dude, you know, in the earlier days of Amazon, you know, not everyone had Amazon Prime. It was like $200 for the year. And if you, like, didn't buy stuff on there, like, it wasn't worth it for you. If you don't know this, whoever's listening, if you run a business, especially if you're getting started, unfortunately, Amazon is a gift from another world.
Yeah.
It is so good to automate things and like order notepads just by clicking.
Yeah.
You know, I'll have a thought out in the shop, like, you know what? I really need, I don't know, a new pack of pens. So instead of remembering that and the next time I'm conveniently at Walmart or something getting pens, no. I just click, I buy a pack. And then when I'm done with the pack, I go back to that order and go, well, how long did that last me? And then I just put it on repeat. Oh, it lasts me 4 months? Every 4 months, send me that same pack of pens.
Perfect.
Dude, everything in this building is like that. Rags in the shop, brake cleaner, toilet paper.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Cleaning materials, glass cleaner. Like, dude. Anyways, so sorry. Wow, squirrel.
I'll try to keep you on track.
Things in the cart. Anyways, I used to share my Amazon login with other people in the family, dude.
Yeah.
And I would fill the cart up with stuff that I just was looking at. And once in a while, someone would like use the account to buy something and it would glitch out and buy all the stuff I was looking at.
Heck yeah.
So, dude, stuff that I definitely couldn't justify buying would just show up. And I'd be like, oh no. And I'd look and sure enough, I paid for it. I'm like, I think this podcast recorder was one of them.
Really?
I was thinking about it. And at the time, I had already stopped doing the podcast, and like, you know, I won't get into the details, but this simplified it a lot. Yeah. And that's okay. That's a theme here. Simplifying it, making it easier to do. Right. And I was like, that's a tool I need. And it sat in there for like 2 weeks, and all of a sudden it was at my front door.
Do you know what Amazon like originally sold?
Books? No.
Yeah, it was books.
Was it books?
Yeah.
Yeah, it was books.
Yeah.
I wonder if back then if it was just like he only thought of books, or he always had a vision of like selling other stuff.
I don't know. But if you look back.
It's out of control now. Yeah.
Yeah, 100%.
Yeah. There's a lot of vendors that I work with. It's so disappointing, man. You know, I'll quote somebody on a part, and I'll put retail costs. I'll charge the customer retail, and I'll make my 15%. So let's say $100 item.
Yep.
I make $15 on it. And they'll like message me back and be like, hey man, why are you price gouging me? And I'm like, what? And that vendor is selling to Amazon warehouses for less than my cost.
Yeah, it's like impossible.
I'm like, and I've like spoke to some of these companies, and I'm like, what are you doing? This is like install. We're talking like differential parts on the inside of a differential.
Yeah.
Like those aren't like consumer things. That's an install shop. Why are you undercutting the install shops? Are you crazy?
They just might be.
You know, like that's insane. That's like undercutting an auto body shop of their supplies. Like nobody's painting their own car. What are you doing?
Well, I think at that point, Amazon has so much money.
Well, that's the problem. Amazon calls up and go, you know, whatever, gives you some statistics. You sell this much, and this much in these regions. Cool. I want this much in that warehouse, that much in this warehouse. Here's a check.
Yeah.
What's the percent you're going to give us? You know, and that's a nice, easy check for a small company.
100%.
You know, there's a lot of companies that make like bumpers, like steel bumpers and stuff for like Jeeps. And it's the same deal. They're real small companies, and they can only sell to me but on a certain price point. But then Amazon calls up and is like, hey, you know, we need 3,000 units. You know, instead of 30% off, can you give us 40?
Yeah.
You know, and then they mark it up like 5% because Amazon don't care.
No.
You know what I mean? They know what they need to make.
At that point, if they sell all of them, it's a profit.
Yeah. Yeah. So it's... Amazon's rough, dude. Amazon's rough. But I can't live without it.
No. Oh, I feel the same way.
And I buy like quality stuff off there too, like good stuff. You know, it's not just cheap stuff on there. The podcast was really fun for that, sitting down, being forced to hang out, talk. It's totally out of my realm to do that. I don't do this in any other aspect of my life. Everything's always go, go, go. So that is a... I'm glad you brought that up because you know what, dude? I honestly... While like getting this going again, all I've been thinking about is how to handle it professionally and do it well. It didn't even cross my mind that I used to enjoy it for that reason.
Yeah.
That's funny, dude.
It's just something to look forward to. Like,
that you know, too.
Us coming here every other week to just kind of talk.
For me, that's a big one too, because in my life, I'm always problem solving, dude. I got kids. I'm running this business. From the moment I open my eyes to the moment I shut them, there's problems. I'm trying to fix them. My whole life is solving problems, and just sitting down and talking is going to be a nice change of pace.
I think so. And then I'm going to take care of editing and doing all that stuff. So.
And yeah, hopefully it's a lot more listenable. having you manage this thing, you know, that's the other thing, like post-production and stuff, you know, people talking into mics, the gain not being right, being too loud, too quiet.
Yep.
Hopefully that smooths out with you being in control of that.
Yeah, I think we can do that.
Hopefully the conversation's better because I'm not thinking about that.
Yeah.
You know, at all. You know, that's the other thing too, is like I would do a podcast and I'm like, while I'm doing it, I'm thinking about the length of it, editing it, where I should steer the conversation. You know, have we gone too long? How do I end? No. Now I just need to sit down, have the best conversation I can have, and you'll take care of the rest. And it'll all come together seamlessly.
And when customers ask you, why aren't you done with my car yet? You can say, well, crazy thing is, I actually have a guy that does it all.
You know, I bring that up and it sounds super dramatic. That's literally happened like 3 or 4 times. I'm just sensitive. And I'm paranoid. You know, I'm always so paranoid about other people's time and them paying me to do stuff. I feel like I owe them my life. I've heard other business owners say this, like, everyone thinks you get freedom when you're self-employed. Yeah. You literally become a free employee of your customers. You end up working for free all the time for your customers to take care of them one way or another. Whether you're trying to fix a problem or you feel bad or you underquoted something, you're always working for free for your customers. And that's just the reality of owning your own business.
Yeah, you should see my cell phone in the morning before going to sell insurance.
Oh my God.
I have at least like 3 to 4 texts in the morning of people just asking me questions.
Work-related?
Work-related.
Dude, no, man. No, I hate when I have to call you for something, dude. I hate it. I wish I had your desk number. I wish I had it.
Oh, I'll give it to you.
Because I would totally, dude, I would love to call your desk and have you not answer because you're busy.
Yeah.
You know, because you can look and go, oh, Adam's calling this phone. It's something about insurance. I'll get him later.
Yeah, you know? I have at least 3 texts right now of stuff that I have to do tomorrow already.
Oh.
It's just kind of how my life works.
That's a problem, man. You need 2 phones. That's why I got 2 phones.
Yeah.
Yes.
I think that's a big thing I need to do one day.
Some people don't have boundaries, man. They don't know. Yeah. At this point, a lot of people, including a lot of my customers, know at 5 o'clock, I'm dad. I'm not Adam anymore.
Yeah.
I might be Adam again around 9 when everyone's sleeping. You might get a DM from me on my, you know, customer portal, but no. I'm not Adam again until 4:30 in the morning. Then I'm Adam again.
4:30.
Yeah, ooh. Dude. 7 years in, I'm still getting up that early.
Yeah, what time you fall asleep?
Depends. Lately, I can't make it past 9:30. Unless I come back here and work, and then sometimes I work till like 12 or 1.
Yeah, obviously, if your brain's stimulated and stuff like that, it's like when I play video games, it's like I'm not falling asleep after playing a video game for 2 hours.
Dude, I'm getting old, man. I can't do it anymore. I used to be able to force it and be like, put music on, edit videos. No. I find myself sitting upright on my couch, laptop's on the floor upside down, my cup of whatever I'm drinking is spilt, and I'm like snoring sitting up.
Straight dad mode.
Oh, yeah. Like, got nothing done. Sat down, set up the laptop, put something on the TV, and then all of a sudden it was 2 hours later.
Yeah.
It's bad, dude. It just tells me I'm running at my limit and I need to delegate more.
Yeah.
Which is what I'm doing here, baby.
We're going
to
get there.
So here's the thing about the podcast, right? This is funny because, so here's the business end of it, right? My landlord used to tell me when I first started, he used to be like, are you sure you want to put your personal stuff out there like that? You know, he's, you know, simply old school talking about keeping business and fun separate and stuff. But let me tell you something, dude. And I've realized this over the past year specifically. So people used to come to me, you know, and a lot of times they would mention the podcast and stuff like that, or YouTube videos or whatever. And they were coming to me just because it was me. I was selling me, not bargains or discounts or nothing like that. They're just like, you know, for one reason or another, whether they like me or they like the job I did on something else, they were coming here because I sold me to them, right? That's the podcast. This is me. I might sit here and interview somebody, you know, one of my vendors about the product they sell and stuff like that. I'd be totally serious. On the next one, I might be drinking beers and talking about aliens. And so that comes to a thing I wanted to ask you. I was thinking, like, do we keep this strictly interviews and keep it in one direction? Or do we just keep it the way, all willy-nilly, like I like it? Just whatever I like, we do it, you know? Because, like, and I had this thought because of my YouTube, right? Because there's different things on my YouTube. I just go jeeping and I try to film it like a BMX video, right? That's what I like to watch. So I try to film it like that. So it's having a good time. It's this, it's that. And then I'll film other YouTube videos, which this drives me crazy. They do the best. Like the one on the brakes I did while I was changing my brakes.
Yeah.
And I was going on a rant about aftermarket brakes. That one is killing it. So like technical informative videos that could really benefit my customers is something that I should be doing more of and I want to do more of. But I also want to go on trips and record us doing stupid stuff and flipping over in the woods.
Well, I think a little bit of everything. It will
I don't think we need to pick one or the other.
I don't really think there's a, like, it's not necessary to pick one or the other.
I think my more mild customers, like overlanding, van customers and stuff, like seeing the other crazy shit. Yeah. I think it doesn't go the other way. I don't think my rock crawling and racing friends and customers want to hear about van parts.
No. I don't think so.
So it might be a little hit or miss on that. But maybe, you know, with clips and titles, we can be very specific about what we're talking about and people can pick and choose what they listen to. We might kill our momentum on that. That's probably not the best algorithm approach.
Yeah.
You know, really the best, if we really just wanted to like get this rolling, doing technical, like informative stuff is like, that's 100% value. Like that would grow at the fastest. But honestly, we do too much cool stuff. We got to document it more.
We got to document it all.
Yeah. We got to do it all. Point. Like the jobs we do, the events we go to, we need to document it all, unfortunately. So this podcast channel, as well as our YouTube channel, is going to be all over the place. Yeah, and that's it. End of story. I think it is what it is, right?
I think we'll get there. Like I said, we're going to get like a certain formula that works for us for each kind of thing and, you know, have like a, like basically like a tree of things that we have to like abide by, but it's not specifically we have to do like this or this, you know?
Yeah.
We want to have people interviewed on here, whether we want to just have a bunch of friends come.
I remember I did think, like, if we do the, like, if the volume starts, like, going up.
Yeah.
I did think about organizing in a way. Do you remember early Hoonigan? They did DTE, which is their bullshit, you know, just in-person videos and people would come to the shop and do donuts, right?
Yep.
And then they would do a brew with. They would sit down and drink beers and interview people.
Yep.
Like BJ Baldwin, Hurt did it once. It was hilarious. and then they did field trips. That's when they went out to events and stuff.
Yep.
And they like categorized it. So then when you saw that clip or that title come across, you're like, I know what that is.
Yeah.
Like if I saw a field trip, dude, I could not wait to watch it, but I wouldn't watch it at work. I'd wait till I got home, sat down with a little snacky snack, and I would watch it, dude, you know? But if it's just a DTE and someone's blowing tires off some McLaren or something, I would just watch it quick at work, you know? So maybe it'll end up being something like that, where if we have very different content, maybe we categorize it in a fun way so that the different people, you know, like the people me and Josh want to talk to are like hardcore racing, off-road, fabrication people. Has nothing to do with overlanding or van people.
But I think, honestly, that's kind of good in a way because like I'm like a kind of like an outside view. Because it's not like I'm in the same like lifestyle as you guys are. You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
So I think I can bring like a nice different point of view versus, you know, you guys who work in the industry and things like that.
Yeah. So I don't know. As far as the channel goes and like how we handle stuff like that, I think we just go at it with all the stuff we want to do. Yep. And just try to be organized and smooth with uploading.
Sounds good to me.
You know, something else I want to like say as we like get this going again, right? Is like, so professionally, I guess, why do I think this is important to do? Like I was talking about before, right? Why do I think this is a completely necessary part of the business? Well, like I mentioned before, my business is selling, it used to be selling me, right? Those were my best customers, my best jobs. Were people that came, they walked through this door, they already knew who I was, whether it was from a reference or a video or this or another customer. They walked through the door, they knew what they wanted, they didn't care about the price. They knew I was an honest, hardworking person, I was going to take care of them. End of story. Job sold. That's the way it used to be. In the past year, since the money's gone away, all the COVID money's gone, people are being very tight with their money. And we are at a point now where like the only thing I do is upload pictures on Instagram, right? It has nothing to do with me. You don't see my face. You don't, they're not videos. I'm not talking. Nobody knows who I am. Nobody does. it's pretty obvious when people call me now. They're just like, hi, is this, you know, built for the East?
Yeah.
Yeah, it is. Hi. Who am I speaking to? You know? And it's like, it just doesn't feel right. You know, like we're not a big corporate shop. We can't give you discounts. We don't have promotions. We don't buy stuff in bulk. So what do we have? We just have our service. We have us. We have us and how we handle customer service and how we do jobs, right? So we need to sell that more. People need to know us, you know? There's three jobs out there right now that are going to take 3 months each to finish. They're all Josh's jobs. They're here just because of him. Nothing to do with us. They just asked him to do it. He said, I couldn't do it at home, so they're here now. You know? So we need to promote that more. You know what I mean? Like, we need to promote Josh. We need to promote me, you know, as people, not just a business. Because, like, if you're promoting just a business, you need to have promotions and sales and this and that. That's where, like, you give people a value. I don't think that's us.
No.
You know what I mean? So I think that's important. I think it's important to, like, put the human part of it back in it for me, you know?
That makes sense.
I think my place at this business, I've done a lot of thinking lately. I've been through a lot of stuff. And I think that my place at this business is me, is just being me. So doing sales, talking to customers, and just problem solving for what's best for the business, my customers, the people that work here, and me. Usually last. You know, that's my job. Like, wrenching and stuff is great and everything, but, like, it's not where it's not what people come here to buy. They're here to buy, like, my service. You know what I mean? So that's my sales, my coordinating of their job, my managing the job, and making sure it gets done. Sometimes that involves me just doing the job, you know? So I think selling the human part of it and promoting the human part of it for me is important. Because it makes my interactions with my customers so much more enjoyable. Like, when they already know me, they already know how I handle things, they know my reputation. God, it's so much easier when they know those things, dude. It's so much easier.
100%.
And we're, like, at a point now where it's like 30% of my customers have that vibe. The rest of them are just, they're just here because, I don't know, we're on the East Coast and we got a good reputation. That's it.
They know a guy that knows a guy.
Yeah, well, they're shopping around. Now I have people for the first time ever shopping around. Customers never used to shop around with me. They were just like, you know, I'm here for this reason and I'm not going anywhere else.
Yep.
You know, whether it was because they knew me, they knew some job I did, somebody I took care of, whatever, the way I handled a situation. Like, they would walk through the door and go, you're doing the work. And money's not the thing. It's just, you're doing the work. That's it. End of the story. I want to get back to that. Even if it means me doing less work, I want to get back to that. I want to have customers have confidence in me before we even start, you know?
Makes sense.
And I think this is a big part of that. I could be completely fucking insane. And this could all be in my head. But I remember those days and I remember those conversations. And it was just so good. It was so good. And I want to bring that back up. And it's never going to be 100% that, just because our name is a lot bigger now. But I think that's a much more enjoyable way to do things. And I want to get back to that.
Sounds like a good place to start, honestly and truly.
Can you tell I've been thinking about this for a while?
You've been thinking, Adam.
I'm a big ideas guy. I say it all the time. I'm a big ideas guy. I can't do stuff.
Well, you can't do it alone.
I can't do it alone. Yeah, I'm capable of a lot of stuff, just not alone. I'm running at maximum capacity here. Yeah. So, I mean, that's why I think it's important. And then, like, you know, I've already talked to you about this 1,000 times, but, you know, we should say it here, you know, to do this regularly, right, and have it fit into our adult lives, we need to do it well, and it needs to produce, you know, at least enough money to pay for itself.
Yeah.
Right? So part of doing it regularly and giving value to everybody is, you know, something that I love and you do too. Skating days, BMX days, merch.
Yep.
Is so fun for me. It's funny. There's other businesses, dude, that, like, have had the same logo for like 30 years. And I'm over here, dude, and I'm like, this hoodie I'm wearing is fresh, and I hate it.
Yeah.
I'm already like, I need a new design. I need a new logo. Dude, I love making new merch. And I think it's so cool to, buy stuff off other small businesses and stuff that make cool merch all the time, you know? So that's going to be part of this. So hopefully you guys can help us out. Hopefully we can make cool enough merch for you guys to want to buy it. So we're going to be constantly trying to drive you in that direction. In fact, we do have some new hoodies coming next week. Those are pretty sweet. I know it's kind of weird to sell hoodies right before summer gets here, but for the next 2 months, we're all going to be hanging out outside and it gets cold as shit at night. So I'm going to sell those damn hoodies.
And if you're going camping and you're outside and stuff like that in the morning,
Maybe I'll give you, this probably isn't going to be a video. I was going to say, I'll give you the drafts or whatever so you can put it up, show people, but whatever. We'll wait till the next video where we can actually show people. Yeah. New hoodies are coming soon. So the website is builteast.com. That's where our store is. You can buy all our merch there. We got a couple of parts on there, but mostly for the sake of the podcast, the merch is on there. Also, vendors, sponsors, stuff like that. So this is a little deep in my brain here. Okay. What do you think is cool about a podcast in regards to sponsors and brands and stuff like that? What do you think the cool thing to do for both listeners and those companies is? What are the cool benefits of it? Have you ever thought about that? The mental science behind it?
Besides, I feel like asking questions that, you know, other people would have about these brands and how they perform or what they're coming out with next or what kind of events they're going to be at or things like that. But I don't think I've ever thought about what would be cool to look at or ask or.
So I'm realizing as time goes on and I'm becoming friends with other successful business owners that I did not start a business for the right reasons.
Oh God.
I used to so here's what I wanted to do, right? I used to run Truck Fest with John, right? Which was an off-road event that we did. And my whole investment into that was never money. It was always just promoting what I love in the Northeast, right? And trying to bump that up. And that never worked out because, just anyone that runs events, you'll know what I'm talking about. You can't have a day job, especially when you're 21 and you're trying to figure your life out and run an event and grow it and contribute to other things. It's crazy. So that ended, right? And then I got a day job and then I thought to myself, we don't have an off-road shop. We had the Jeep shop over in Holyoke, but it wasn't tube chassis, coilovers all the way up to the roof. There wasn't a real off-road shop. That's mean. That's a real off-road shop. But it was basically Jeeps only or whatever. And they didn't venture into other stuff like this. So I was like, that's a good way to contribute to off-roading in the Northeast. It doesn't get any acknowledgement in the rest of the world. According to the rest of the world, off-roading is in Utah.
Yeah.
It's not here, but it is here and it's very busy, it's just different. So I thought this was the best way to promote the thing I love, but also integrate it into my life, which was to be employed by it. To this day, I still promote other shops, if someone calls me and they're just 10 miles down the road from another shop that I know does really great work, I'll be like, why are you driving 4 hours? Did you call them yet?
Yeah.
Call my friend Ricky. Why are you coming to see me? Ricky's down the road from me, and even there's specific stuff, endangered species Jeep is right over there in Holyoke. People will call me for older resto kind of style stuff. on a Jeep, and they are top notch with that stuff. I'm like, no, no, you need to go see my guys over there, you know? And, you know, normal business owners don't do that, come to find out.
yeah.
I like promoting the stuff that I love, and whether that's another business that does the same thing I do, or it's the brands I work with, that's what I want to do. That's why this whole place is decked out in Falcon. Guess what? I have nothing to do with Falcon. Nothing. I don't even sell enough tires to make the minimum requirement to actually be a dealer. And it says Falcon on every wall in here. You know? I don't even have my own sticker on my Jeep. It says Falcon on the side. It doesn't even have my own brand on it. But it's a good company. You know? That like really contributed to grassroots drifting. That's how I found out about them. And I was like, you know, they make a quality product. They contribute to grassroots stuff. I'm in. They make a good tire too. What the hell? You know, say no more. And at the time they were priced way lower than everyone else too. It was a no brainer, but I like doing stuff like that. I don't get free stuff from them. Nothing. So with the podcast, I want to interview these brands that I work with, and highlight them in a way that like people can get a more in-depth look at these brands, what they are, why they do what they do, and like why they should work with them, you know, beyond just a price point. These brands I work with have nothing to do with price. I don't buy or sell anything based on price. Nothing. Nothing. I have such a standard for quality of stuff. I only sell good stuff. And then I have less gooder stuff, but it's still good stuff. You know, and then like if you want cheap stuff, I will completely turn you away. I'll say I will not put that on a customer's vehicle. I'm sorry. Other people might do it. I won't do it. And it's not because of money. It's because of quality. And I want to give that value to people beyond just like Googling stuff. You just Google this, you know, this wheel. Oh, Method wheels. Okay. Wow. These ones are a little pricey. How much are these ones? Oh, I'm on custom offsets as thousands of brands. Oh, look at these cheap Chinese ones. Oh, I'll take these. No, no, no. You need to buy the Method wheels. And let me tell you why. You know, and I want to talk to my salesman or whatever. Dude, some of my salesmen, oh my God. I cannot wait to ask some of my salesmen to do interviews, dude, because I owe them over and over and over again. Big time, dude. I work with the best people, dude. You know how many dollars of overnight shipping people have spent on me at no cost to me just to take care of me? That's what working with some of these awesome brands is like, dude. It's so good. Whether it's my fault, their fault, the customer's fault, I work with the best brands in the world, dude. It's so good. So I want to promote those people.
That makes sense.
I want to hype up the brands I work with so you know why I work with them and like I'm so strict about not working with cheap brands. So that's a big one for me, and I'm hoping that they will also come on as sponsors.
Yeah.
You know, find a couple of sponsors that like what we're doing. The podcast, yeah, but like the videos too, that's a big one. So like some of the brands that are on the vehicles that we're going to be going out and using, hopefully they'll hop on board with sponsoring some of the YouTube videos, because it does cost money. Like that weekend we're going to do a couple weeks from now is, you know, I had to buy tickets for it.
Oh, yeah.
We're going to have to buy food. You know, you're going to spend time post-producing stuff. It costs money, you know. So hopefully we can highlight these brands and, you know, have it coming from the Northeast. You know, have their following be alive and well here in the Northeast. Help them sell product here, you know, obviously. But that's, I guess, I don't know. Did I get my point across there?
I think so.
I don't know what the point was. So, yeah, man, I don't know. That's, hopefully we can do this. We can do it regularly. We can do it well. Bring value to everybody. And sell some merch to pay for everything. Bring on some sponsors. Do them well. Make them fun commercials. Yeah. You know? Not just... I don't want to do boring ones. Hey, this episode... Put my spectacles on. This episode is brought to you by... No. My favorite locker brand. The sticker's right there. Torque Locker. Well, it's behind that box. But... Dude, like I want to burn the tires off my Jeep and be like, this episode's brought to you by Torque Locker. If you want both your tires to melt off, you need one of these. Like, I want to do stuff like that. That's what I'm talking about.
Sounds good to me.
I want to do that, and I need your help to do it, buddy.
I'm here for the ride.
Do you think we should venture? Here we go. We're going in the weeds. We need to end it shortly after this, okay? Yes. Do you think we should venture outside of just my off-road stuff? For example, my child is obsessed with drifting. Does not care the smallest, tiniest bit of off-road. Does not care. Doesn't want to look at it. Doesn't want to go. Doesn't care. He cares about drifting.
I don't think it would hurt to make an event out of going to an actual drift event.
See, to me, it's all the same. And I think it's because what I love about all this stuff, it isn't what we're doing. It's the culture of it. Back to the BMX and skating thing. BMX and skating, to me, is the same thing because of what I love about it. Loading into some shit box, going to New York, pedaling around the city with your friends, getting shitty sandwiches, and having a good time. It has nothing to do with the riding or the skating or anything like that. It's the same thing with going to a wheeling event and going jeeping, right?
Yeah.
We're all loading our shit up. We all did modifications we shouldn't have the night before. You know, we all get there. We've all been working for a month straight. It's the first time we've relaxed. Ah, campfire, chilling. Same thing with the drift event. Everybody waits till the night before, preps their stuff, breaks their stuff together. Everyone's together fixing their cars in the pits and walking around, seeing everything. It has nothing to do with the activity for me. It's the culture of it, you know? Oh, yeah. So on the flip side, as far as this goes, or making videos, to me, it's the same. I don't know.
I was even going to bring it up because I have a few friends that actually started drifting this year.
Oh, really? Oh, yeah.
And they were like, well, are you going to come out to some drift events? And I was like, at that point, it's like, if I'm going to be there anyways.
Oh, absolutely.
We might as well.
Especially if you go to Lock City, dude. Yeah. I mean, have you been there?
Yeah.
Dude, there's the skid pad, there's the clubhouse, there's the pits. It's endless. You just walk in circles.
Yeah.
And it never gets old the whole day. It's incredible. Especially if you have a van like me, dude. Refrigerator, sandwiches in there. It's bomb. You do have a van.
I do have a van. Yeah,
it's not ready yet. It's going to get there.
It's close.
We should just build... Dude, screw the office. We should just build a podcasting van. Did we talk about that?
Yeah. Honestly, we both have a van now, so
it's like, true. It's true. But, you know, it'd be like car beds. We can, like, park next to each other.
Just, like, reverse. We reverse into each other so we can just lay on our beds.
I don't know. Up until now, like, going to drift events and stuff has just been, like, my leisure thing, and I, like, don't take pictures or anything. I just enjoy it. But I don't know. Maybe as far as, like, the podcast goes, we will do a little bit of interviewing and stuff.
Like,
and
maybe, like, an in-person blog kind of...
Well,
kind of deal.
And that's the other thing too, is like up until now, it's just been me attending and enjoying it. But I'm going to be honest with you, dude, one way or another, I'm going to own something.
Yeah.
And it's going to slide and we're going to go and it should probably be a YouTube video or many.
What's it called? Also a lot of my friends drift too. So
yeah, like it could be, I think that would be a great thing. Again, My rock crawling customers and my van customers probably don't give a shit about drifting, but you know what? I do. And I think that's what this should be all about. What we like doing.
And your kid does.
Oh my God, dude. If I made a YouTube video about going drifting, he would be beside himself, dude.
Yeah.
He'd be beside himself. This has been going on for over a year now, dude. It's not just a phase either. Like, he had his monster truck phase. He had this. He had that. This drifting thing's not going away, dude. I'll, like, leave the room. Hey, can I watch YouTube? I'm like, yeah, sure, man. And I'll, like, come back, and he's, like, in the depths, dude. Full-on Japanese videos, like, in the mountains, Corollas. Like, nobody's speaking English. I'm like, what are you doing? He's like, oh, did you see that last? He calls them Torinos.
Yeah.
Because they're not called Corollas or like the
whatever. The 86s.
Yeah. Torino. He calls it a Torino. It's like, yeah. Did you see that Torino with this and this and that? And he like likes different trims and stuff and like splitters. I'm like, oh my God. So I don't know. I think it's my fate at this point, which isn't a bad thing. I think it's okay to have a Jeep and have a drift car. You know?
Yeah, I just have it all at this point.
I have so many more resources than most people that are like just grassroots drifting. You know what I mean? Like, I have a full fab shop. I have commercial pricing on anything I want. You know what I mean? I could easily get into an E36 for $2,500 and for another $2,500, be ready.
What's it called? Have you ever like watched Initial D with him or anything like that?
Not Initial D. No. No, we're just, dude, we're big on like YouTube. You know, he likes vlog stuff, but like, dude, he follows all the vlogs, dude. Like, I entered a giveaway for a car. Like, this dude's giving away this 240. This YouTuber,
yeah,
from Connecticut. And me and Nathaniel happened to just watch him build this whole car. And I'm like,
sweet.
I haven't told him yet, but like, man, imagine if I win this car and he watched these guys build it. And I'm just like, hey, man, check it out. It's ours now, you know? Like, he was watching these vlogs with me about them doing body work.
Yeah.
You know? So, you know, I don't know. It's a big part of my life. I don't know if it should be part of this, but I would love to sit down and just talk to drifting people for an enormous amount of time because I love it.
Yeah. Actually, talk about drifting people. Talk to Tom this week.
Bursari?
Yeah, he put his...
you know, he was like my second podcast guest?
Yeah.
Yeah, love that guy.
Yeah, he put his car back on the road, so maybe he'll talk about drifting or
something. The IS300?
Yeah.
Yeah, he took it off for the winter, right?
It's cool. Yeah, he got like a second one.
It's cool because that used to be his winter beater. Before you know it, it was low, and then all of a sudden it was sliding.
I love Tom.
Yeah, well, he came to his senses. He was building basically a pro car, and he just like realized it didn't fit into his life. He's like, I'm done.
Yeah.
I'm just getting a basic car that slides around. And he seems like he's been much happier since.
Oh, 100%.
He's been importing stuff from Japan and selling it, like wheels, like silly little knickknacks and stuff from Japan.
Yeah, we're going to have him back for sure.
Yeah, we should. We should. I love that guy.
Yeah, me too.
I love that guy. He's the best. Yeah, when I went to Staggered, he had his own booth, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like his name, but it's like spelt differently.
Is it?
Yeah.
I don't know. It was all red and stuff, and he was sitting in this like lawn chair laying down. He wasn't even like sitting up. He was like actually laying down. I was like, hey, Tom. What's going on, buddy?
Just chilling.
Yeah, no, we should have Tom back on here. That's great. It's a great way to kick off the off-road podcast. Get a drifting guy on.
Well, the thing is like older, like, you know, stance kids and off-roading kids have all met up at like this one point where it's like you're basically going drifting now because obviously both scenes converge at one and it's like...
Listen, dude, there's a certain like genre of people that I am down with, I've realized. And none of us golf. None of us go out to bars. None of us do any of that stuff. We work, and then we do this stupid little thing that all our other stupid friends do. Whether it's drifting, BMX, skating, slammed cars,
yep,
riding dirt bikes. Like, we'd rather hang out with our silly little friends doing silly little stuff in the woods or at this racetrack than be out in public and like doing those things.
Yeah.
And it doesn't matter what it is. We're all the same kind of people.
Yeah.
All these different sports and everything, all the people are the same.
Joke's on him. I do golf.
That's a lie. Yeah. I have a few friends that golf, but you know what I mean? You're not like, you don't just drive a BMW and go golfing once a week with your friends and that's it. And just watch sports and drink beers at night. Like, I don't hang out with people like that.
Oh, of course.
Yeah, no, that doesn't... No, I need to be doing something. And everyone I know needs to be doing something.
Sounds good to me.
There's no sitting around and chilling. All right, buddy. What do you think? Wrap this up for now?
Yeah, I think so.
This one's going to be just audio. The next... I'll talk to you after we're done recording. I don't know if the next one's going to be a podcast. The next one might be a video. And a podcast. We'll see. And then the one after that, I think I have scheduled a podcast with the other guys. So we'll be able to interview them and talk to them. So.
Sounds good to me.
We got our work cut out for us.
Yes, we do.
All right, people. Thanks for listening to the comeback episode.
We'll get there.
Yeah. We're there, dude. We're doing it. We're doing it.
We're all in this time.
I'm going to hand this memory card to Dylan, and it's going to magically get edited, and it's going to be great.
Sounds good to me.
It's going to sound better than when I do it.
Hopefully.
All right. See you, people. Oh, go to builteast.com, buy a merch, even though it's all old stuff right now, but the new hoodies, and also some new long sleeves will be on there. You'll probably have this edited up, I don't know, like a week.
Yeah.
They'll be on there around then or the following week. So if you're listening to this, it's at least worth going over there and looking. Or just buy one of the old shirts. They're pretty cool too. All right. See ya.
Peace.